Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
Before we get on to our first news item, I want to spend a couple of minutes on the thing that's been giving all of us here at Cape Talk grey hairs for the last few days, the ongoing signal issues that we've had on our AM transmission. And you'll know if you are a daily listener that we've been experiencing some difficulties since the weekend already. And we know you know because lots of you have been calling us and texting and leaving voice notes asking what's going on, expressing a lot of frustration at not being able to hear us. And of course, particularly the timing couldn't have been worse given the very important events around the vote of no confidence on Tuesday. I've asked our program manager, Tessa van Staden, just to join me for a couple of minutes to explain to you what is happening and, more importantly, what's being done to try and remedy the situation. Afternoon, Tess. Not too many grey hairs, I hope.
Thanks, Pippa. Well, we'll check by tomorrow.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, obviously a difficult week for everyone because it doesn't matter how good the content is on air. If people can't hear it, it's incredibly frustrating. Can you explain in layman's terms what has actually happened?
Yes, so when the first complaints started coming in on the weekend, we alerted our IT team, who immediately got in touch with Centec. And for those who don't know, Centec handles signal distribution across South Africa for all AM and FM radio licenses and also TV licenses. Mm-hmm. And just for listeners to be aware that signal distribution actually has nothing to do with Cape Talk. We pay Centec a certain fee. They take care of our transmitters. They maintain them. They have the technical expertise to do that. So when we realized that there was a problem, we alerted Centec. The feedback from Centec was we had a team on site, and it seemed that every time Cape Talk was off air, what had happened was the power in the transmitter was tripping. Mm-hmm. And when the broadcast came back, it came back at a lower strength, so with less power.
Yep.
And in a nutshell, what's happened is they're concerned that if they don't do urgent maintenance to try and find the source of the problem and what's causing the power to trip, this problem may recur, which is something we definitely don't want. Mm. Certainly as a listener to Cape Talk myself, I found it extremely frustrating, not only on Tuesday, but at the weekend, to not being able to listen. And I just want listeners to be aware that we always know when there's a problem. We know before they do, actually. Mm. We've got certain systems in place that alert us to it, and we alert the IT teams and the technical teams immediately.
The frustrating thing, and just to emphasize again, is it's not something that our IT team can fix. It's not within our power to fix this particular issue, and it's really a reassurance that we are doing what we can to get it fixed as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. So what needs to happen this afternoon is we're having urgent maintenance done on our transmitter, which is in Klipjewel. There'll be a team of 10 technicians on site, and they need to do this maintenance during daylight hours so that they can see what they're doing. But more importantly, they need to get it done before the rain, which is expected after 5 o'clock, I believe. And they'll be on site, and they'll be talking on the phone to technicians in the US who'll be advising them and helping and assisting. So what this means is Cape Talk will be off air from 2 to 4 this afternoon. You will still be able to listen to us if you tune in via our app, or if you stream, or if you tune into DSTV channel 885. There are details of that on our site. We've tweeted more information and apologies. So you will still be able to listen to us, but you'll need to go about it in a different way.
There are lots of people already listening to us live streaming, etc., all over the world. We know that from where we get calls from. But just to emphasize, just between the hours of 2 and 4 this afternoon, you won't find us on your usual transistor radio or your radio dial in the car, essentially. Tessa van Staden, thanks so much. I know you have also said that if anybody wants to engage further with this, they can contact you directly.
They must please call me directly. My telephone number is on the site.
Okay, Tessa van Staden, our program manager, thank you very much for the update. So 2 to 4 this afternoon. And just to emphasize that it's the station's not going to be completely off air. Our programming will continue. We will still be in the studio broadcasting, bringing you those interviews. You will just have to find a different way to listen to them if you are normally listening on a radio in your kitchen, for example. So where I'm going to direct you is to the Cape Talk website, capetalk.co.za. And right at the top of the page there, you'll see the Listen Live button. So the simplest thing to do is to click on that and tune into the online stream.